USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America remembers the terrorist attacks of 18 years ago today in New York City.
Marie Rose Abad.
Andrew Anthony Abate.
Vincent Paul Abad.
The annual reading of the names of the victims of 9/11 will continue for hours in downtown Manhattan. Vice President Mike Pence is attending a memorial service at the Flight 93 Memorial in Western Pennsylvania. And this morning at the Pentagon.
18 years ago, the terrorists struck this citadel of power and American strength. But the enemy soon learned that they could not weaken the spirit of our people.
That from the president's remarks at the Pentagon. Tallahassee, Florida police say a suspect's in custody after stabbing at least six people at an office this morning. No further details released. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
More from the president's remarks at the U.S. Pentagon this morning, where he was at an event to mark 9/11. He said U.S. forces are responding aggressively after an American soldier was killed in a car bomb attack in Kabul last week that the Taliban accepted responsibility for.
The last 4 days, we have hit our enemy harder than they have ever been hit before.
The president also referred to his cancellation of any more peace talks with the Taliban as a result of the attack that killed that soldier. Republicans are winners in North Carolina's two congressional special elections yesterday. Dan Bishop won a close race against Democrat Dan McCready. And in the other district at stake yesterday, Greg Murphy easily beat Democrat Alan Thomas. Republican Senator Rand Paul, among those cheering President Trump's firing of National Security Advisor John Bolton, and this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The number of uninsured Americans rising for the first time in nearly a decade. The U.S. Census Bureau reporting the rate increased to 8.5% in 2018, up a half a percentage point from the previous year. It was led by a decline in the number of people covered by Medicaid. The percentage of those with private coverage, either through their employers or bought directly, did not change statistically. The share of those on Medicare, though, increased along with an aging population. Overall, about 27.5 million people were uninsured last year, an increase of nearly 2 million people. Historically black colleges and universities with religious affiliations will be receiving more federal funding. President Trump announced yesterday during a conference with HBCU officials that the schools will no longer be restricted from accessing federal funding for capital projects after declaring a law unconstitutional. Under a capital financing program for historically black colleges and universities, the Education Department guarantees loans for capital improvements, but funding had been restricted for those HBCUs that were heavily involved in religion. And the Los Angeles Dodgers' seventh consecutive National League West title is secure. They clinched the division with a 7-3 win over the Orioles in Baltimore last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.